Sophia Institute Press presents A Devotional Journey into the Mass, How Mass Can Become a Time of Grace, Nourishment, and Devotion, by Christopher Carstens, edited with a foreword by Dan Burke, read by Chris Larson. Foreword: Signposts in a Strange Land, by Dan Burke. The book Sacred Signs by 20th century Catholic thinker and pioneer of liturgical reform Romano Guardini has haunted me since my first reading. The writer's luminous insights about what it means to enter into and participate in the sacred feast of the Mass are without compare and worthy of anyone who desires to deepen his union with the Blessed Trinity in and through the Mass. The liturgical participation Guardini has in mind engages sensible signs, since the liturgy, he writes, is, quote, sacramental in its nature, end quote. The method of his 1917 book is, quote, to study those actions that are still in present-day use, those visible signs which believers have received and made their own and use to express the invisible grace. We need to be shown how, or by some means incited, to see and feel and make the sacred signs ourselves, end quote. Even so, Guardini's reflections are very brief and written at a time when many more things were taken for granted than can be today. My desire in commissioning Christopher Carstens to write A Devotional Journey into the Mass is tied to Guardini. I wanted a book that would resurrect Guardini's sacramental approach to active participation in a way that would address our present post-Vatican II context, so that a new generation of the faithful could enjoy the same benefit. The disastrous liturgical confusion following the Second Vatican Council led to a lack of focus on the importance of the faithful's full, active, and conscious participation in the Mass, at least as was intended by the Council. This book is meant to make up for what is lacking in the faithful's understanding of authentic liturgical participation, and to help clarify the authentic intent and wisdom of the Council, while mirroring, as much as possible, Guardini's powerful devotional tone. The end result, we hope, is that any layperson or cleric who listens to this work, regardless of background or formation concerning the Mass, will find a beautiful path into the unfathomable beauty of the holy sacrifice of the Mass. But the Mass isn't magic, and its signs cannot engage us against our will. As we seek to enter more deeply into the Church's greatest liturgical mystery and to participate more fully in its saving work, we must understand that our cooperation is essential. To that end, before even turning to the first page of Carstens' work, let us keep a few important questions in mind. What is it that we want from God in the Mass? What is it that He wants from us? How can we encounter Him in the Mass in a way that refreshes our souls and draws us ever more deeply into His presence? Are there ways in which we can better prepare ourselves for this life-changing encounter? The good news is that each of these questions has a rich and rewarding answer, but it will require some work on our part to discover how rich and how rewarding. To help us in this discovery, we must first see that central to any understanding of the Mass is the idea of mystagogy, the process whereby we are led from the sacred signs of the liturgy to the heavenly realities they contain. This is the approach Carsten takes in inviting us to read and live out what he reveals in this book.